This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I always love when you guys are around, you know, being involved, being engaged, that kind of thing. You know, we have so much happening. We have so much going on to catch up with. And I always say it, I mean it, it's like drinking from a fire hose sometimes. You've got to make sure that you're informed. You've got to make sure you're engaged. You've got to make sure you're ready to push back. You heard myself and Kimberly talking about it in the last hour. There were many that just kind of sat back, didn't really pay much attention, waited, see what was going to happen. And then these laws go through that you kind of know what we're going through. You kind of heard something about, but you really didn't know what they were about. Maybe you should have picked up the phone and called somebody. You should have asked somebody what was happening, what it was all about. I would have. I mean, seriously, you hear bits and pieces of it. You know it's real. So why wait to go, oh my God, that's what that was for? That what it was about? And that's why you have the problems now. That's why you deal with this stuff the way you do now. Now, if you really want to be scared, some of you were scared when you found out what the government was doing with the baby formula. You know, they're buying it, they're distributing it. Are they really checking it? Are they really making sure we're safe? Now, you got baby formula. The government is going to start lifting some of the restrictions to allow baby formula to come in from other countries that are produced in other countries so they can help offset the nationwide shortage. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, he didn't provide any details as to what those were. But Joe Biden said that, hey, I'll lift some of these restrictions. We want to get more of this stuff in here. Why not go to the plant, send your people over to the plant to get them opened up so we have U.S. workers working again so people can afford to pay their mortgages, put gas in their car at the high price at that. Why not do that? God forbid, right? Califf told NBC News that he doesn't expect the shortage of the critical baby product to last until the end of the year. He expects the situation to be over soon. And we've heard that before. Remember that whole, transient inflation thing? Remember that? The White House separately said it would continue talks with the four major formula manufacturers. There's no logistic hurdles. Open the plants. Right? Remember when, anybody remember, I don't have the clip, but anybody remember Joe Biden when he was running for office? Yeah, oh God, how can you forget, right? When he was running for office and the supply chain slowed down, didn't come to a stop like it is now almost, but it slowed down. What did Joe say? We don't have a supply chain issue. We have a leadership issue. That's right. Leadership is not doing what it needs to do to get the stuff moving. He said that. I didn't. Well, why can't we say the same thing now? Why aren't the Democrats in the same boat now? Why aren't they being held to the same standard now? Anyway, when you look at these empty boxes, low stocked shelves, and there's a lot of them. I think I told you this before. We've talked about this in the past. Remember when you used to go to the store and there was, go to the pasta aisle. That's the one I remember the most. No kidding, right? There are 5 or 6 boxes deep. That's how they did it. 5 or 6 boxes deep. Now, not so much. Now they're like 2 and 3 boxes deep. And they're wider. And when I say they're wider, instead of, 3 rows of pasta, a certain kind of pasta, that are 6 or 7 deep, now they have 10 rows across of the same exact pasta, 2 or 3 boxes deep. Now, the White House said it separately that it was continuing talks with 4 major formula manufacturers to identify the logistic hurdles. There aren't any. Just allow them to open, get the FDA on site, get this thing over with. They also said they would provide any transportation support that could help them, and major retailers provide formula where it's needed. So, again, is it a logistics issue? Is it an administrative issue? That's what Joe said it was before he actually got into office. Abbott's been trying to get the FDA to come out there for weeks now. Maybe even months, depending on how you read the story. They said the bacteria found at the plant hadn't been directly tied to any illness or even found in any of the actual formula. Now, as far as the efforts to bring baby formula from other countries, right, Callis said that I expect by the end of the day before, we're likely to have an announcement about how we're going to move forward. It'd be nice if you told the press secretary that because she had no clue. She didn't know what you were doing or why. One of the most inept administrations that we've seen in a while. Not a clue. You've got people leaving Kamala Harris's employ. Why is that? Why do you think that is? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Lomer coming up with Tom Del Vaccaro right after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Jump to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the only way you do that is you get the information you need. And then go out there and spew it. I love screaming about this because it's the truth. I hear more misinformation from our people when it's so easy for you guys to find the real stuff. You know what I mean? And so, you know, get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. Somebody who I always love to have on with me, Tom Del Vaccaro, joins me. And Tom is an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. And his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Still timely for today, hey, Tom?
Yeah. Absolutely. Look, we're more divided than ever. There was a... important to this election, 46% of independents and 20-something% of Republicans. So we are that divided.
Wow. You know, and on top of that, what was I was reading something about the I had a senior moment. Go ahead, keep going.
It is, and the reason you should go by the divided era, look, it's very simple. The higher the stakes, greater the potential for division. And stakes right now, whether you look at where Biden's directing his money, and look where Trump directed the money, the government directed money when Trump was president. You're talking about hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars over a four-year period. So if you vote for your particular guy, the money, there's a lot of money that goes in that direction, and that's what's going on.
Right. And what do you think is going to play the biggest in this year's midterm election? I mean, is it going to be border security? Is it going to be parental choice when it comes to schools and that kind of thing? What do you think plays at the top?
Well, I think in an underlying, an important factor, look, if you look at a particular issue, inflation is going to be very high on the scale because it's very detrimental. If we get the border surge they're talking about, that will certainly have an impact. But the real issue that will be on voters' minds is the fact that they don't think Biden's at helm with the ship. So, yes, it's bad that he's mishandling inflation. But what's really developing is the sense of, yeah, he's mishandling it, but he's not really in charge, or there's nothing he's doing, period. So just a total loss in faith of who's in charge will and no sense that keeping them in charge will make things better is a big deal as well.
Oh, and they have, look at number two. I mean, number two in line, not going to be able to handle this as well. I don't know if you saw the recent CNN poll that said that 74% of American voters say that Joe Biden won't be able to handle the surge of illegals. He won't handle it well, or he won't know how to handle it. That's
exactly
scary.
That's yeah, that's what I'm saying. No one has faith in his leadership. So that means they see these issues occurring, and they have a sense that no one's in charge. And that's going to be the death knell for the Democrats in this election. And there's really no sense to believe that economically things are going to get better. I mean, this within the last week, he canceled oil and gas leases, and prices surged. We had the head of Goya Foods say that he believes we're on the precipice of a food shortage worldwide. You have India has decided it's not going to export any wheat. Certainly, Ukraine's not exporting food. Those are two of the biggest countries. Russia's not exporting food, and so you really are going to have food shortages. You're going to have higher prices as well. Inflation is not going to abate, and Biden administration continues to make it worse.
I don't know if you caught this, but inflation is transitory, so I really wouldn't worry about it right now.
Yeah, I remember when he said that last August, and I immediately went up with an article for Epoch Times explaining why it wouldn't be transitory.
No.
And because they were doubling down or continuing all the policies that made it bad, that caused it. And so, and now you can add to that they're raising the interest rates, but raising the interest rates isn't going to solve any problem.
No.
While at the same time you have government continuing to print money and redistribute it. Those are counteractive things. And so we're definitely going to get into stagflation, and things are going to be bad.
Well, I think it's hilarious that Jen Psaki's replacement apparently has more information or isn't smart enough to say, I'll circle back around, and we're going to fix inflation by taxing the rich. but she couldn't explain how that works. This is one of the most inept administrations in my adult life that I've seen, where people really don't know anything about the positions they're in, do they? Go ahead.
Well, look, socialists believe that government can resolve problems, and then when things are going wrong, they blame those not going along with their program. That's been true throughout all of history. They never accept that, in fact, their policies are actually the cause of these things, even though they're illogical about it. So, for instance, you ask that local socialist whether raising taxes on cigarettes is a good thing. They'll say, sure, it'll raise money and reduce the way people smoke. But then you say, well, if you raise taxes on income, won't that reduce income? And they say no. They don't actually believe in economics. Look, there's a lot of Republicans who don't believe in economics or can't explain it as well. And that drives me nuts.
Well, there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal about 3 weeks ago that I caught about single-educated white Democrat moms and voters that have now kind of flipped where their priorities are. And now their priorities seem to be, it's about education, it's about having control of their kids' education, about food. I mean, you know, the stereotypical or the traditional issues for them, which was, you know, gay marriage and abortion and, you know, all those other things, are now down at the bottom of the list. So we've actually had a flip from people that traditionally did not vote Republican. So
I will comment on that on the way back.
Please do. I'm glad you caught that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Tom will be with me on the other side of the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The President and First Lady will visit Buffalo on Tuesday to meet with the families of the victims in Saturday's racially motivated mass shooting. 10 people were killed, all of them black. Officials have confirmed that the suspect was in the area back in March. They also said the suspect planned to continue shooting people if he had eluded police. Authorities continue to investigate the shooting as a hate crime. Across the country in Southern California, authorities in Orange County say hate was a motivating factor in a shooting at a Taiwanese church on Sunday. Investigators say David Chow superglued the locks and opened fire. Sheriff Don Barnes says Dr. John Chang tackled Chow and the other parishioners were able to subdue him and tie him up.
Dr. Chang is a hero in this incident. Based on statements from the witnesses and corroborated by other means,
Chow was the only one killed in the attack. Five others were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can leave a message in the chat room or send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always, really, I mean this sincerely, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. As long as you're being involved and engaged, then I'm good. If you're just one of those people that wants to complain, I'm not so good. Tom DelVaccaro joins me. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, former chair of the California Republican Party. His latest book, well, his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. You need to pick up a copy of that, people. Yeah, like I keep saying, you got to get informed. You got to have a clue. Otherwise, I think you're part of the problem. Anyway, Tom, how are we doing tonight, Tom?
Good. We're talking about the shift among voters, even among Democrats. Look, throughout all of history, economic security and social justice are opposite ends of the seesaw. When one rises, the concern for the other tends to fall. So when you have economic security, it's sort of a reverse seesaw. When you get economic security, you care less about it and you care about social justice. But when you lose economic security, you stop caring as much about social justice. And so America as a civilization began to achieve economic security in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s. And because they achieved that, they turned their head to social justice. But right now, economic security is declining significantly. Remember, over 60% of Americans prior to Biden were living within 2 months of their savings running out. Well, now with inflation under Biden, they're losing one of those months. And that is very concerning for families. And it is hurting. It is hurting in a very real fashion. And that's why the Democrats on the economy have such low ratings. And that is only going to get worse between now and November.
And I think our foreign affairs, if you would, are going to get worse, too. We're not anywhere near as safe as we used to be. And it doesn't seem like we're going to get any better on the foreign front, if you would. And that plays a big part of our economy as well.
Right. The world's
situation because of the lack of American leadership is quite dangerous. The reason Putin went into the Ukraine is because he believed there would not be a significant response. And there, prior to going in, the U.S. had announced a series of sanctions that would have occurred, then you would have had the situation where maybe Biden wouldn't have done this. But because the deterrence came after, leading from behind, if you will, he did. It's not going to work out well for Putin, but that's not the beginning or the end of the discussion. The beginning or the end of the discussion is world stability and the economic effect and penalty that so much of the world, especially the poorer countries, are about to endure, because these poorer countries are the countries that don't have the money to buy the food, whereas the richer countries do and will buy the food. And the brunt of this, like in most economic dislocation, is going to be endured by the poor.
No, I agree with you. You've seen it here. Look at in California alone. Look at the people that are being affected. It's the average, you know, people that are being affected by the price of gas, by the price of food, and what have you. And people having to make a decision whether to drive to work, take the bus, walk, or feed their families. It's really pretty bad in some parts of California.
That is always true. That's always been true in history. The poor get it when the economy turns south. They get it first, and it takes the longest for them to get it back, which is why screwing with the economy for social justice is pathetic, because it doesn't work.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. So let me ask you, the top issues in the upcoming election, midterm election, what would you put as your top five?
Inflation, immigration, a weak economy, how the economy is performing all along, foreign policy, and Joe Biden's weakness. Just the sort of lack of leader, people's view that he is an incapable leader.
Agreed. But I mean, again, what are they willing to do about it? Look at every doctor that has seen him. Even the doctors that are more left leaning, if you would, or middle of the road, they're looking at him and saying, this man is in trouble. He's mentally in trouble. But who do you have next in line? And my God.
Okay, but you asked for the midterms, not the presidency.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
And on these midterms, they will lose a lot of seats. They'll lose control of both. And then it will be very interesting to see what happens. Because in one respect, like after 2010, the Obama turned to executive orders, you're going to see Biden do that. But those executive orders will actually make things worse. So what kind of pressure can the Republicans bring to bear who are running for president to put out a strong, different vision? That's what we're going to have to see.
You think that the if we get the Congress and the Senate, we have enough seats, do you think we can push back on the president and his executive orders?
No, those executive orders would have to be overturned in the courts, which, by the way, the Republicans are having great success, great success against Obama. They had success against Biden, and they need to use that very aggressively and promote that fight. But, you know, keep in mind, the Democrats in Washington don't care about public opinion, and they don't care about the courts. They will do whatever they can when they have the reins of power. It won't stop them. Honestly, who thought the Democrats were responsive people? How on earth would Joe Biden cancel oil leases face of the highest gas prices in history? That's all the proof you need to know that they don't care.
Well, you're presupposing that people get it and are paying attention to it. Look at
no, they do. They do. The inflation issue is very obvious because they see it once a week. They have to go to the gas station. They're going to the grocery store. I mean, I go to the grocery store, and I am staggered to see the prices that I'm paying. I mean, I'm blown away. So, and I'm, a fortunate soul. I mean, I've worked hard for freaking 35 years in a row, you know, barely taking days off for vacations. I haven't been on a vacation in 3 years. But so I can withstand some of this stuff, but it's alarming. And for the people that are enduring this, who are living with it in 2 months of their savings, it's got to be scary.
Oh, it is for many, and even people who are doing well are doing okay. I'll put it that way. They have a lot of equity in their homes and that kind of thing. Are still sitting back, worried about what's going to happen. There are still people worried about shutdowns. You know, I mean, that still is looming in the background. If you would, I don't know what you you and I haven't talked about. I don't know if you believe there would be more shutdowns. I'm believing there wouldn't be because they wouldn't be able to control the crowds. At least that's my feeling.
Well, if they were to shut down now, in the face, see, the key to what's happening in inflation is pretty simple. When you print 40% of the money all that's in circulation within the last 18 months, at the same time that you reduced the outputs of goods and services, which is what the COVID shutdown did, that's the recipe for higher consumer prices. If they were to go to shutdown now and continue to print money, that would be the model that ended the Weimar Republic in Germany with hyperinflation.
All right, well, when we come back, we're going to talk about hope and what it looks like in California. And the fact that a California judge, we'll talk about the law where he overturned requiring having women on corporate boards. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wrap. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Seriously, people, don't sit back, let it happen, and then get a hold of me, you know, like a local official at a school board, and start yelling that, why didn't you know about A? Why didn't you know about B? It's like, open a paper up. Look at your news feed. Something. Get informed. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. Tom's an acclaimed author, speaker, and a former chairman of the California Republican Party. Pick up his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. I still take exception to the second of that part. Can we reconcile? We are so divided right now. Can we reconcile?
We can reconcile. But throughout all of history, you can fight among yourselves until you realize you have a common cause. Often in history, that common cause is an outside influence, an outside problem. So the Italian peninsula and all those fighting states tended to band together as we marched through the 1400s and the 1500s and the rise of the threat from the Turkish Empire rose, and the common security required coordinated effort. The same being true of there was a famous pope who invited the French in and then got upset that he invited them in, so he switched allegiances. so because they were ruining all of Italy. So yes, war can reconcile us. We reconcile better when when the economy's rising than when it's falling. Look, between 1870 and like 1910, was the most explosive period of immigration in American history. Yet we were relatively calm. Why? Because the economy grew 400% during that period of time. If it was growing at the 2% rate that it was today, it would have been. So fractious as not be comprehensible.
Well, you know, one of the things that we talked about in the last break was the new hope for California, if you would, and you're the eternal optimist. I'm not so much, right? And you know, I'm looking at who we've got running for different offices, but on the positive side, as you brought up, you've got some recalls that look like they're going to happen. Gascon in L.A., the DA in San Francisco. And but Tom, really, honestly, we had the recall numbers for you know to get it on the ballot when it came to Gavin Newsom, but it didn't pan out during the voting. What makes you feel or think that this will be different?
Well, I don't know what the this is, but I do think that the state is bottoming out on crime. And that is the great opportunity. And it's also going to be bottoming out on water. And the Republicans, if they were wise, would use those two issues relentlessly. And I'm not saying that just because that's Brian Dahle's two biggest issues, who I'm supporting for governor. But Republicans should run on those issues. They're nonpartisan issues. They affect the future of everyone. And that's what you have to do. You have to take where the other side has fallen down and present an alternative if you want to make comebacks. Look, they recalled three school board members, as you know, by a wide margin in San Francisco. They're going to get rid of this DA. You know, you're talking about San Francisco. Imagine if the Republicans were wise enough to take this on the road.
I'm in agreement with you. I am very much in agreement with you on these things, but we're having a hard time coming together on certain things. But as far as the school board stuff goes, you know, I'm closely aligned with that. My attitude is if you really want you talk about finding common ground, I think when it comes to school boards and education here in the state, you need to get back to, you know, parental oversight. Parental choice, go down those roads with parents, more transparency with parents, give them more access to the classroom. I think those are the things that are going to help you win over.
Sure, and those are coming issues in California. What you described can work in San Francisco, that's clearly an issue on the rise in California. But Pennsylvania didn't go from a blue state to Republican supermajorities overnight. It took several decades. Michigan didn't go from a solid blue state to a red state at one point. It took time. Now, look, voting security presents its own challenge in that regard. But what mattered in those states is that they had a Republican Party that presented a strong alternative. And that has to happen. And I'm not sure that we're there in that regard.
No, I think you're exactly right. You're the optimist. I look at some of these candidates. I won't call them out by name. I think they have the personality of a rock, and they almost sound like they're dictating to you. Somebody needs to work on them to pull people in to embrace
people. I'll remind you that George Washington thought that the Congress that he had to deal with when fighting the revolution was a bunch of do-nothings. So the legislature has never been the source of leadership, and it almost never has been the source of leadership in history. It was in 1994 with Newt Gingrich. You need strong executives and people willing to take on that role to do these turnarounds. That history isn't turned on who the Senate leader is. It's turned on who the president is, or a governor, or a mayor.
Yeah. Interesting. Seriously.
Do you have the poster of all the great Senate majority leaders in U.S. history?
Do I have it? No, you can feel free to send it to me, though.
No, it doesn't exist. That was a trick question.
God bless. All right, listen. So again, when we come back to California, I know that last year I was on you saying, I think it's lost, I think it's gone. And watching some of these recalls at school boards, if I see the recall go through with the DA in San Francisco and with Gascon, not just have the recall petition, qualify, but actually have these guys recalled, during voting time, then I will have a whole new hope. But until then, I don't have as much optimism with the generic voting public that you have.
Well, no, I'm just saying that there are seeds of discontent. They are flourishing. Look, I write history books about the rise and fall of civilization. I'm not an optimist. I'm just trying to tell you what dynamics are flowing in which direction. But I also am chairman of CaliforniaRevival.com. That's CARevival.com. And we're supporting, among others, Lonnie Chen for controller. I think it's a critical office. He's got a very interesting chance. He's got good money behind him. CA Revival just donated $5,000 to him. And I would love it if your listeners would go to CA Revival and, throw us $25 and help us in this effort to put forward good statewide leaders.
If people would think about something here is that California has a lot of influence over the rest of the country. A lot of things that happen here roll out in other places of the country. So if you want to see things change and you're in a state that you think you're safe in, it wouldn't hurt to donate to causes here in California so we could turn it around. And
your listeners should know that I don't get paid. I do it as a volunteer. So CARevival.com.
I can have a lot. I have so much respect for you because I could have so much fun with that. Say, look, if I had your money, I'd work for free too. But I won't do that. All right, Tom. Always a pleasure, brother. I really mean that too. I love having you on the show. Always a pleasure. You're always full of information that irritates me sometimes, but it's real information, and that's what we need. So God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy. Tom DelVaccaro, people. Seriously, you get people that really have a clue. They've been around for a while. Tom's been around for a while. Not suggesting he's old, just he's been around for a while. He knows what's going on in the politics, especially in California and even other places. He's been involved in national races several times. And you have to get not just, I like this guy, I like that guy, but find out why. Some of the people that he chooses to vote for or chooses to get behind, I sometimes go, well, wait a minute, why? And I have to sit with him and understand. But he's got the information. That's why I tell you all the time, get the information. Now, I know the show is national, and I harp a lot on California politics because, like I said a minute ago, whether it's education, books, when you see bills come up, those are all going to end up on your table in your state with your legislature. So do I want big bucks from you? No. Throw a few bucks at CaliforniaRevival.com, CaliforniaRevival.com. Tom is also helping out school board members and other places to try to turn things around. Remember, if the school board members don't vote for the garbage books that these book companies are putting out, they'll change what's in them. So, senior host, you've got me for the whole hour. Good luck to you next hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.